Shall we have a word of prayer? Our loving Heavenly Father, God of grace, peace, and mercy, Lord of heaven and earth, you created everything, and you created earth and heaven, one God created, and you created human beings. You created in Trinity, Lord. That's why you need to manifest yourself as three persons. Oh Lord, reveal yourself as Trinity to Abraham and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit went into Sodom and Gomorrah, rescued the righteous family of Lot. And so also, I was a sinner in this world, a wretched sinner, having been dead in spirit, only have a name that I live bodily. But I was living only to enjoy this passing away things like that fool. You have opened my eyes of understanding to know Jesus Christ, to know my sinful condition, my wretched condition. And I accepted Jesus Christ to be my Savior, personal Savior and Lord. And I confessed my sins. You forgave me, washed me by your by the efficacy of your precious blood, and gave me the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for writing my name in the Lamb's book. I was like a smoke that appears for a short time and disappears, like a cloud, like a mist. But Lord, you have delivered me from the kingdom of the Satan in this world, and again received me up into your own authority and kingdom. Thank you for the hope that you have given to me. When Jesus Christ comes for the second time, I will be with him forever in his kingdom. Thank you for selecting me and receiving me to serve thee in this world. Thank you for helping me hitherto in my spiritual life and physical life. Thank thee for all your provisions. I offer this worship. Thank you for the word that has been read just now. Speak to us through thy spirit. I can't explain, but only let your spirit put your words in my mouth and help us to hear attentively and to receive it and to obey it in our real life. In Jesus' name, amen. So we have read this one. We know this portion very well too. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so many great a cloud of witnesses, let's lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So here we need to look unto Jesus. There are so many diversions we find in this world. When we get into the world, when we involve in our own family affairs, in our job affairs, surely our sight is distracted, surely. Our faith is distracted. Looking unto Jesus means we must always focus with faith on Lord Jesus Christ for everything. We distract ourselves at any time. There is a chance that we will fall from the path of God. That's the reason we need to take care of it. So in the 11th chapter, we see how the people looked unto Jesus. We see Abraham, and he also had failures. So when God told him to come away from Haran, he came, but built his tent, erected a tent between Ai and Bethel. When he was tested, when all the food grains were exhausted, then he did not look unto God. Where did he look? Ekkada chusadu? Ayana devunu chudaledu. Ekkada chusadu? He looked Egypt. You know? Then he left God and he did not look unto him. He went into Egypt. Then he had a treaty with his own wife. So now in Egypt, you should call me as Anna. Anna means, you know, You are my brother. So I will call you, you are my sister. If I say, there is a danger, if I say you are my wife, so there is a danger for my life. So you need to tell a lie. Of course, we may be sisters due to father or mother, but that will not do. You need to speak a lie for my sake. Speak a lie for my sake. Like that, they entreated each other. They indulged in that. Afterward, God was so faithful. He brought them back. Finally, he chose Hebron as his dwelling place, which God showed him. But Lot did not dwell with him because he had a focus on what? Earthly things. So gradually, he went into Sodom and Gomorrah, where the wrath of God was abiding. So he lost everything. He came out with family. He made a sin like that. He drifted away from God, God's blessing. So we should not be like that. We are going to see here, looking unto Jesus means having undivided faith, unstinted faith. Always, for every problem, everything, we should look unto whom? God. Because he's author and finisher of our faith. Now, we believe because he's author of our faith. He is finishing. The Paul said, I fought a good faith, and said, and what he said? I kept so many acres, I kept so many houses, I kept so much gold. Did he say that? What did he say? I kept my faith. I fought a good fight. I underwent so many trials and troubles, temptations, but still I could win through Jesus Christ who strengthened me in all my weaknesses. He said, I am able to live in starvation. I am able to live when there is fullness. Can we say that? Abraham could not do that. When he was starving, he went into Egypt. No? We also sometimes, so we must be careful. God is our provider. We sing a song very beautifully. Jehovah Jireh. He will provide everything. Okay, that's why David also tells in his song, Psalm number 23, what did he say? First verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In other words, I shall have no lack. Okay? That is spiritually. God did not put anything to lack in our lives spiritually. But physically, he had some lacks. No, he went to kill Nabal. What for? He had no food. He was safeguarding the sheep of Nabal. But when he sent his people to Nabal to give some food, some goats, some sheep, he denied. He refused. So immediately, he went with anger to kill him. As a mediator, his own wife. Nabal means what? What? Can you know? Can you say? Nabal means? Telugulo motivadu. Foolish kante kuda. Hard man, obstinate. Chala sariga alochin cheyaledu. He cannot understand who is that person. Even God vachina oka sheep emmante emani antadu. Adi, Abraham did not do that. When he came, he fall prostrate and say, Lord, you stay here. I will get some water. I'll get some rotis. Rotis, bread. I'll get some kebabs, some all those things I will get. Like that. Don't give me all those things. I will fall sick. Okay? Like that. Some people think when preacher brings all these things, he may be desiring those things. He may think. Okay? So curd rice is enough for us, time being. Right? To keep you alert, I'm saying these things. Okay? Sometimes you have to laugh, not weeping, okay? Weeping already we know, but some laughing also is required. So what did we learn? What did we learn now? Where did I stop? Nabal. Okay, very good. You still remember. Nabal was a foolish man, more than foolish, is an obstinate man, hard man. He doesn't respect who are battling for spiritual life, who are faithful, like that. But she was a very wise woman. She entreated and, you know, tried to save him. But God's curse has already gone. So he was killed. Abigail's husband was killed. She was a great, great woman. Why can we say? How can we say? Because she was living with such a person. Okay? If we are like that, we need to change. Like whom? Like Abigail. Okay? Our nature should be changed like that. We should be wise enough spiritually to treat each person respectfully. Right. Now we will see how to keep our faith and all, how to look unto Jesus and walk in this world. We are going to see a few things. Please turn with me to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. ఎవరికైనా తెలుగు అర్థం అవని వాళ్ళు ఉన్నారేమో, తెలుగులోనే పర్వాలేదా, ఇట్లా చెప్పేయచ్చా, మిక్స్ చెప్పే. కాబట్టి యేసు వైపు చూచుచు మన విశ్వాసమును కర్త కొనసాగించేవాడు. యేసు వైపు చూడటం అంటే అట్లా చూస్తూ కూర్చునేది కాదు. ఏం చేయాలి? అది విశ్వాసం. ప్రతికూల పరిస్థితులు వచ్చినప్పుడు, శోధనలు, వేదనలు, బాధలు వచ్చినప్పుడు కలిసి ప్రార్థన చేయటం. వ్యక్తిగతంగా కానీ, కుటుంబం ఉంటే భార్యాభర్తలు కానీ, అందరూ కానీ ఏం చేయాలి? ప్రార్థన చేయాలి. లేక సమాజంగా, సంఘంగా కూడి మనం ఏం చేయాలి? ప్రార్థన చేయాలి. ప్రతి పరిస్థితిలో కూడా మనం ఏం చేయాలి? ప్రభు వైపు చూస్తూ నడుచుకోవాలి. ఆ 11వ అధ్యాయంలో చూసినప్పుడు దాంట్లో విశ్వాస మూలంగా నడుచుకున్న వారందరినీ కూడా అక్కడ రాసి పెట్టారు. అయితే కొంతమంది తప్పిపోతూ వచ్చినప్పటికీ తిరుగు ప్రభు వారిని సరిచేస్తూ వచ్చాడు, నమ్మదగిన వాడు అంటూ వచ్చాడు. వాడు తిరిగి లేచి ప్రభుతో నడకను ఆరంభించుకున్నారు. కొంతమంది ఎవరైతే రెండోసారి చెప్పినప్పటికీ పాఠం నేర్చుకోలేదు, లోతు లాంటి వారు, వారు చెడిపోయి నష్టపోయి పాడైపోయారు, వారి వంశాన్ని పాడు చేసుకున్నారు. అటువంటి పరిస్థితులు మనం లేకుండా దీన్ని సీరియస్గా తీసుకుని జాగ్రత్తగా మన ఆత్మీయ జీవితాన్ని కొనసాగించుకున్నాం. అయితే కొన్ని సాదృశ్యాలను మనం లైవ్లు, ఎందుకంటే నేను బైబిల్కి వేరుగా ఈ కథలు ఆ కథలు కొద్దిగా నాకు తెలియదు, అయితే బైబిల్లో ఉన్న ఎగ్జాంపుల్సే మనం తెలుసుకుందాం. రైట్, చూడండి దయచేసి నిర్గమాకాండం 14:10 దయచేసి చదవండి. ఎగ్జడస్ చాప్టర్ 14:10, ప్లీజ్ రీడ్ సమ్ వన్. Here we see that the Israelites were murmuring against Moses and against God. Okay, what about their faith? They had faith in 12th chapter. God said, you must kill a goat or sheep and sprinkle the blood on your doorpost. When the death angel comes, it will pass over you. That is called pass over. So we were sinners. Death should not pass over us. Death should take us away into hell and this body into grave. But that did not happen with Israelites. Why? Because God propitiated their sin in goats. Those days they used to offer goats because God only said, that is a prefigure of Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ is a true animal, true goat that taketh away the sin of the whole world. That's how they had faith. They have been redeemed. They came out. They came out of Egypt. And they were at the border. But when they see in front, వారు ముందు చూసినప్పుడు ఎర్ర సముద్రం ఉంది, వెనక చూసినప్పుడు, when they see behind, Pharaoh's army is there. Both are dangerous. If they come and attack, these people are killed. If they get into sea, they are drowned. Both ways, death danger is. So now they had a doubt. They are not looking unto God. Why God? What should we do now? They should ask. They should have asked God. They should have looked into God in prayer with faith. Now, what is the solution? How you are going to deliver this? We are in crossroads. Crossroads in India. We are in crossroads. Where to go, we don't know. Kada mundu noyi enaku goyi enaku edhi gothulo padta mundu kodte nootulo padta etla ledu adi manesi. They kept the faith aside. They began to murmur against Moses. God is hearing them. They lost their faith. They are not looking into unto God in prayer with faith. So emaindandi? Then Moses went unto God. See, 14th verse, please read. The Lord will fight for you. You will hold your peace. Have peace. Don't worry. Don't be disturbed. When we lose our faith, then we're disturbed. Then we get emotional. By faith, we can have our peace. When we lose our faith, that Lord is not going to help us. In this situation, we are going to be disturbed internally. We don't have peace in heart. We don't have peace in minds. We fight each other. Do all things of nonsensical things. Okay? So, that's why he went unto the Lord, because Moses looked unto God in faith. Now, this is the situation. These people are murmuring. They want to take stones and pelt against me, beat me with stones. Okay? That is the condition. And is this spiritual condition? Is it the spiritual condition? Why they are doing like that? This is completely carnal. Okay? They want to beat Moses because he brought. Did he bring? And he told them, they believed. They did accordingly. Now God will take care of them, because God authored their faith. God made them to walk from Egypt. They came. Of course, problems are there. Should they need to see the problems? Whom should they see? They see the God who called them. We should also do like that. But we see the problem. Who is behind me? Nothing is there. Still we look behind. So, like that, every time we look here and there and we are terrified. We are scared for everything. No, God is really there. Okay? So then, God said, Moses, I gave you authority. I gave you a stick. Did you not give him a stick? That means staff. That is authority I gave you. You put that stick, staff, on the waters, Red Sea. So when he did that, what happened? The sea was parted. There was a way, isn't it? All the Israelites who have been redeemed by the blood of the goats and bulls went through that way. They reached, they crossed the other side. These people also came. What happened? They were drowned. Because that is not the way to enter unbelievers. Unbelievers cannot enter that way. Okay? Only redeemed people can enter that way. That is called baptism. What is baptism? So, when the sea was parted, and here this side was water, this side was water, and above was water? Clouds. In clouds also, what is there? Water. So, completely they were drowned in the water. That means that is a type of baptism. They all crossed, came out into the wilderness. And what happened? You know, they were separated. Please read 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 2. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and at sea. Is it clear? Okay. Then, ate same the spiritual food. Okay, like that. They ate only Jesus Christ. They ate only what they killed for their redemption. That was the ordinance, statute given to them. That's the reason we also ate our Lamb of God. Eat Lamb of God. Every Sunday. After worshipping, we must eat Him. We must drink His blood. That's the reason we do. Now, what do you mean by baptism? Baptism is, so many meanings are there. One of the meanings is, baptism is separation from Egypt, separation from the power authority of Pharaoh, separation from the customs and traditions and gods of Egypt. Okay, that is. If they want to get back, they can't do that because it's closed. If they still dare to go there, a stream will take them away. They will die. Okay. So baptism means it is a separation from the world, authority, separation, deliverance from the authority of devil, Satan, and all the customs and traditions of the world. That is one of the first and foremost meaning of baptism. Okay? You may be knowing that. I think I also told you when I came last time, but still some new people are there, they can also hear. That is the reason. God brought them to that. He cannot avoid such things. Whatever statutes are required, He provided. That you must go through that. You cannot deny that. When you do that, some problem is there. So many people, they don't take baptism. Why? Because if I take baptism, I will live a righteous life. I should not commit a single sin. If I do that, something they feel like. The person who gives you baptism is also defiled sometimes, you know. Okay? So sin is different from sins. Sin is Adam's sin. That's why we deserve hell. The Adam's sin sends us into hell. Our sins, even now it is there. Okay? I give baptisms. Okay, still I have impure thoughts. If I say I don't have, I am a liar. Okay? I give baptisms. But still I have such. No, these, we have to be cleansed by time and again. That's the reason the body and blood of Jesus Christ is kept here. That's one of the reasons. Okay? That's the thing. E karanam cheta baptism anedi lokam nunchi edabapu. Yesu nandu viswasam uncham, Yesu raktamlo kadugabaddam, baptism teeskunnam, bayataku vacham, Satan adhikaram nunchi, lokam nunchi, aacharal nunchi vacham. విశ్వాసముతో ఆయన మీద ఆధారపడి ముందుకు సాగుతూ ఉండాలి. ఇది బాప్తిజం అని గుర్తు. ఎవరైనా బాప్తిజం అది చేయకూడదు ఇది చేయకూడదు అంటే కాదు. రూట్ సిన్నికి సిన్నికి రెండు ఉంటాయి. రూట్ ఉంది, ఫ్రూట్ ఉంది. రూట్ అంటే ఆదాము ద్వారా వచ్చింది, ఫ్రూట్ అంటే మనలో ఉండేది కదా. అది అందుకనే మన పాపములను మనము ఒప్పుకొని నీడల ఆయన నమ్మదగిన వాడు నీతిమంతుడు కనుక సమస్త దుర్నీతి నుండి మనల్ని పవిత్రులుగా చేయి. When we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous so that He will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Okay? Adi. Kabatti, andukane atla eppudikappudu. Fruit anedi podu gaani, root anedi poyindi. Okay? The Adam's sin itself will send us, whether he commits sin or not. We cannot say, we have that nature, that is a default in us. We always have obedience and disobedience. We speak truth, sometimes we speak lie. Even Abraham and Sarah also did that. Nobody can escape that. That fruit still continues. But when we accepted Christ, we had a new nature. And new nature and old nature should fight. So new nature should win. That's how, by the fear of God, by setting us right, we can walk a good life in this world. Right? That's the thing. Now come back to Exodus chapter 14. Now, one problem is solved here. All the Israelites came out into the wilderness, that means unto God. Now, what did they do after that? Please read 2nd verse 15, chapter 15, verse 2. యెహోవా నా బలం అనే పాట ఉంది కదా, ఆ పాట అంతా పాడారు. ఈజ్ మై సాంగ్, ఈజ్ మై స్ట్రెంగ్త్, ఈజ్ మై డెలివరర్, ఈజ్ మై రిడీమర్, ఈ పుట్ మై ఎనిమీ ఈజిప్షియన్స్, ఈ డ్రౌండ్ దెమ్ ఇన్ ద రెడ్ సీ లైక్ ఏంటది లెడ్, లైక్ లెడ్ లెడ్ ఈజ్ సో వెయిటీ, వెన్ యూ పుట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ వాటర్ ఇట్ ఇమీడియట్లీ డ్రౌన్స్ ఇన్ సైడ్. ఓకే, లైక్ దాట్ ఈ త్రూ ద ఎనిమీ లైక్ దాట్. సో దిస్ వాజ్ వెరీ గుడ్. ద సాంగ్ ఆఫ్ డెలివరెన్స్. ఇక్కడ ఏముందంటే, ఇప్పుడు కొత్త నిబంధనలో ఇన్ న్యూ టెస్టమెంట్ వర్షిప్ సెట్ వీ డూ ఇట్ పర్సనల్లీ ఆల్సో. సింగింగ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు డూ అండ్ పర్సనల్లీ ఆల్సో వీ నీడ్ టు డూ. ఇన్ ఓల్డ్ టెస్టమెంట్ దే ఆల్ డిడ్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ సాంగ్. వై? బికాస్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎ నేషనల్ డెలివరెన్స్. దే హ్యావ్ ఆల్ బీన్ డెలివర్డ్ ఎట్ వన్ టైమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈజిప్ట్. దే ఆల్ బికేమ్ ఇజ్రాయలైట్స్ టు ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ద కెనాన్. ఓకే, సో నేషనల్ డెలివరెన్స్. మన దగ్గరికి వచ్చేటప్పటికి అవర్స్ ఇస్ పర్సనల్ డెలివరెన్స్. యూ బిలీవ్డ్ సమ్ టైమ్, యూ బిలీవ్ ఇన్ సమ్ టైమ్, ఐ బిలీవ్ సమ్ టైమ్ డిఫరెంట్లీ విత్ డిఫరెంట్ బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్స్ ఈ బ్రాట్ అస్ ఇన్ టు క్రైస్ట్. నౌ సిన్స్ సాంగ్స్ కెన్ బి సంగ్ బై ఎనీ వన్ ఎన్ యూ విత్ ద ఇన్ అవర్ కంట్రీ, బాలసుబ్రహ్మణ్యం సినీ సింగర్ కదా, సినీ సింగర్ ఈస్ దేర్, హీ సింగ్స్ వెరీ వెల్, బట్ డిడ్ హీ హ్యావ్ సాల్వేషన్? నో సాల్వేషన్. హీ సింగ్స్ ఫర్ ఎవరీ వన్. ఓకే, సో నాట్ లైక్ దట్. సో వీ కెన్ ఓన్లీ వర్షిప్, సే లార్డ్ యు లవ్డ్ మీ, యు గేవ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఫర్ మై సేక్, మై సిన్స్ సేక్, షెడ్ యువర్ బ్లడ్. ఓన్లీ ద పర్సన్ హూ బిలీవ్డ్ దట్, రిసీవ్డ్ దట్ కెన్ ఓన్లీ అట్టర్ దోస్ థింగ్స్. ఓకే, దట్స్ ద రీజన్ వీ నీడ్ దట్ ఇన్ న్యూ టెస్టమెంట్ we have song and we have lip worship. In the Old Testament, that's national deliverance, but still people like Abraham and people like David, they also individually worship. That's great. Nice. So we'll see this 15th chapter same, and please read 23rd verse. When they came to Mara, shall we drink again? Started. Here they sang a worship song in joy for their deliverance, and they began to journey forward. When they reached Mara, the place called Mara. Mara means what? Bitter, bitterness. Okay? Then they found a pond of water that is so stinky. Okay? Then they wanted to drink that. They murmured, we can't drink that. That's a bitter water. Our Lord Jesus Christ drank bitter water when he was hung upon the cross. He said, I am thirsty. So they took gall, that means bitter liquid, put it in his mouth. He drank for that, to make us, give us what? Sweet life. Okay? So here, people could not drink. Even you and I cannot drink. Okay? This was the situation they entered into. And now, they murmured. For everything, they are complaining. They are not reasoning, they are not asking, what should we do? Moses should have told, let's wait, we will ask God. What he will say, we will do that. He will provide definitely. They are not believing. They are not looking unto God. Every time, they are looking what? Thirsty means they are looking unto themselves. They are looking around. Where can we find the streams of water? No stream, it's all desert. So the pond is there, that is bitter. What should we do? Let's beat. Moses is responsible for everything. They see him like a target. That's the target. Now what happened? Lord, said Moses when he prayed, he looked unto God. Lord, we are in this situation. వాట్ షుడ్ వీ డూ నౌ, ఏం చేయాలి మేము? నీళ్ళు దప్పికవుతుంది, వీళ్ళంతా మరమరు చేస్తున్నారు, ఏం చేయాలి అంటే, ఒక చెట్టును కొట్టు, ఆ కొమ్మను దాంట్లో వేయి. ఆ చెట్టు యేసు ప్రభుకి సిలువకు గుర్తుగా ఉంది. యేసు ప్రభు సిలువ వేయబడిన తర్వాత మనందరికీ ఏమొచ్చింది? కృప వచ్చింది. కృప, కృప అంటే దేన్నైనా క్షమించేస్తుంది. ఓకే, అది సో అటువంటి ఆ కృప ద్వారానే అవి పవిత్రం అవుతాయి, యేసు సిలువ ద్వారానే అవుతాయి. ఆ చెట్టును కట్ చేసి దాంట్లో వేయండి. దే కట్ ద ట్రీ అండ్ పుట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ద పాండ్. ఏమైపోయింది అది? వాటర్స్ బికేమ్ స్వీట్. ఓకే, సో ఇట్ కెనాట్ క్వెంచ్ దేర్ థర్స్ట్ ఫుల్లీ. దే హ్యాడ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ క్యాటిల్స్ విత్ దెమ్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ సఫిషియంట్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. సో బట్ స్టిల్ గాడ్ వాస్ సో గ్రేషియస్, సో హీ షోడ్ హిస్ గ్రేస్ టు దెమ్. ఫస్ట్ దేశ గాడ్స్ డెలివరెన్స్ నో త్రూ రెడ్ సీ. దెన్ వాట్ డిడ్ దే సీ? దే సా ద గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. ఓకే, వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్ దే మర్మర్ లైక్ దట్ నో. నౌ యు రీడ్ సేమ్ 27th వర్స్, సారీ ఫ్రమ్ 26th అండ్ 27th. దే కేమ్ టు ఎలీమ్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద ప్రొవిజన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. దే కుడ్ నాట్ వెయిట్ ఫర్ 3 అవర్స్. సో దే వాంటెడ్ ఎట్ మారా. దే డోంట్ వాంట్ టు కమ్ టు ద గాడ్స్ ప్రొవైడ్. గాడ్ హెస్ ఆల్రెడీ ప్రొవైడ్ దెమ్, ప్రొవైడెడ్ దెమ్. వేర్? ఎట్ ఏలీమ్. ఏలీమ్, ఏలీమా, ఏలీమా, ఏలీమ్. హౌ మెనీ వెల్స్ ఆర్ దేర్? ఈచ్, ఫర్ ఈచ్ ట్రైబ్ దెర్ ఇస్ అ వెల్. గాడ్ ప్రొవైడెడ్ దెమ్. యువర్ 12 tribes డ్రింక్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈచ్ వెల్ ఇస్ గివెన్ టు ఈచ్ ట్రైబ్. సో డూ లైక్ దాట్. అండ్ దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్? ఈ పుట్టు ఏం ట్రీస్ అవి? పామ్ ట్రీస్. ఓకే, పామ్ ట్రీస్ అంటే ఏమై ఉండొచ్చు? కానీ ఇప్పుడు అంత గల్ఫ్లో కానీ ఇజ్రాయెల్ అవన్నీలో ఉండే ట్రీస్ ఏంటంటే అవి వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ట్రీస్? డేట్స్, డేట్స్. అంజూరం, అంజూరం డేట్ ఒకటేనా? డేట్. ఖర్జూర్, ఖర్జూర్, ఖర్జూర్. ఓకే, ఇక్కడ తెలుగులో ఏం రాస్తుందంటే ఈత చెట్లు అని ఉంది. మా చిన్నప్పుడు తినేవాళ్ళం ఈత చెట్లు. అది కూడా త్వరగా అరగదు, తింటే కడుపు నొప్పి వచ్చేది. ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ ఈజీలీ డైజెస్టెడ్. ఓకే, బట్ దిస్ స్టఫ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ గుడ్ ఫర్ ఎనర్జీ అండ్ ఇట్ టేక్స్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ టు బి డైజెస్టెడ్ గాడ్ హెస్ గివెన్ ఇన్ ఇన్ ద సచ్ కంట్రీస్ యునో ఇన్ దోస్ కంట్రీస్ ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పీపుల్ గాడ్ ప్రొవైడెడ్ దెమ్. డిడ్ దే వెయిట్ దాట్? God is already providing before we encounter our troubles. He is already prepared, something preferred. Without a plan, God is not bringing these people. He know how to get them out from the sea. He knows how to provide them water. He knows how to provide them food. Everything He knows. He planned everything. But they should be adaptable to His provision. They did not do that. Even you and I, we also may not be doing so. We are always in hurry. We are always in haste. We also internally murmur. Sometimes wife murmurs. Husband murmurs. If both are okay, children murmuring. We should grow in the same common faith. We should always look unto the Jesus. Because He authored our faith in us, He is going to finish it. Like how Paul could say, so I could fight a good fight. No, I am not yielded. There is a crown of righteousness reserved for me and for those who keep their faith. It is reserved for them too. Now come to, please come to, okay, time is getting up. Okay, I'll take some time as brother permitted me. Chapter 16, please read chapter 1, verse 1. What they are doing again? Okay. Again, they are hungry. They feel hungry. It is natural. But God is providing you. Just wait, look unto God. Lord, we are hungry. If our kids, if small kids, they are hungry, whom do they ask? Mommy, give me some food. Daddy, give me some food. Like that. Whatever their needs are there, they tell their parents. They have faith in them. But the children of God, they do not have proper faith, undivided faith in God. We should not be like that. We are called to look unto Jesus for every problem because God was so faithful. In case of Israelites, he was so faithful, he provided everything. But they were hasty. They could not wait until the time of Jesus, God. Okay, that's the reason they became carnal, carnal, carnal. They could not keep up faith properly. Okay, so now God provided. After this murmuring, God provided. What did God provided them? Bread from heaven. That is manna, manna. Manna means nothing, none else but Jesus Christ himself. Paralokam nundi vache aharamu, Yesu Prabhuve. Aa Yesu Prabhuvane manam tintunnam. That means we believed. When we are eating that, we say, I have faith in him. He is the author of my faith. And he is finishing it. I am able to look unto him hitherto. Ippudu varaku nenu chudagaliganu. But hereafter, for every problem, there is a solution God always gives. He will not leave us alone. So here, God provided manna. But after some time, they hated manna also. Every day should we eat that? God provided every protein, every nutrition in that. You know, whatever your body needs, blood needs, and your mind needs, eyes needs, everything he put in there. They were so healthy and that they need not to cook anything. You know? That's a glorious food God gave. But checked their lust. Said, you take, collect only as much as you can eat. You should not reserve it or preserve it for the next day. Next day I'm going to give. Some people think, next day, whether he gives or not, let me collect it now itself. Put it in sacks. No. So that lust also, our desire also should not be there in believers. Whatever God says, you must believe and proceed. Some people did that and they died sometime. And they lusted after the flesh. In Egypt, they are remembering Egypt. We are always remembering. What God said, remember me. These people are saying what? థర్డ్ వర్స్ ఏముంది 16:3 సో వాట్ దే ఆర్ రిమెంబరింగ్ దేర్ ఫాట్స్ ఇన్ ది ఈజిప్ట్ దే ఆర్ కుక్కీస్ దే ఆర్ They are remembering paradise biryani there, biryani there. Everything they are remembering. Here, we are here to what? To remember Christ's sufferings for us. To remember his love, his redemptive work, his power, his might. Everything we need to remember. For some time. In India, after the service is over, mostly we don't provide food. Only those who come from faraway places, we provide them sambar and white rice. But here, by God's grace, you are all having good fellowship. But you know, if that is not there, what do we remember? Did you catch my point? We remember our house. Early morning we raise up. We made biryani. Always remembering that. When this preacher will leave us. So soon we have to go and eat what? Our delicacies. Okay. That's our desires. No. Here we are. We are here to remember him, his love. Not only in saying, in worship we remember how he loved us and all. But we need to remember his love always. Let us keep our stomach empty for some time. Okay? That's how we need to show. After that, what did they do? Please read 17th chapter. Third verse. See that again. So, are they getting matured? Spiritually. Are they becoming strong in faith? No. Again they thirsted. We want to take stones and pelt against Moses. We want to kill him. So, like that. So then, when he prayed, when he looked unto God, God said, you beat that rock. Did he ask him to beat or to speak? Bandato matladamannadu kottamannadu. రెండు ఉన్నాయి. ఫస్ట్ ఇక్కడేముంది, ఇక్కడ బీట్ ఉంది, ఇంకో దగ్గర ఏముంది, ఫైనల్గా ఏముంది, మాట్లాడమని ఉంది. ఇది ఆ రాక్ ఎవరంటే మన యేసు ప్రభు మొట్టమొదటిగా సిలువ వేయబడ్డాడంటే కొట్టబడ్డాడు మన పాపాల కొరకు. అప్పుడు వాటర్ గస్ట్ అవర్ అంటే యేసు ప్రభు కొట్టబడ్డ ద్వారా పరిశుద్ధాత్మ మనకు వచ్చాడు. పరిశుద్ధాత్మ అనే నీళ్ళని మనం పొందాం. అర్థమవుతుందా? పరిశుద్ధాత్మ శక్తితో మనం ఈ జీవితాన్ని సాగించాలి విశ్వాసం. కాబట్టి వారు కూడా ఆ పరిశుద్ధాత్మ ఆత్మకి సాదృశ్యంగా ఉన్న వాటరు వచ్చింది. తర్వాత సంఖ్యాకాండం చూడండి. సంఖ్యాకాండము 20 నంబర్స్ చాప్టర్ 20 వర్స్ 5 నుంచి చదవండి. వర్స్ 5. ఓకే. టేక్ ద స్టాఫ్ అండ్ అసెంబుల్ ద కాంగ్రిగేషన్. యువర్ బ్రదర్ టెల్ ద రాక్ బిఫోర్ ద రైస్ టు గివ్ హిస్ వాటర్ కదా. బట్ వాట్ డిడ్ మోసెస్ డిడ్ నెక్స్ట్? ప్లీజ్ కంటిన్యూ. చూసారా? స్ట్రక్ ద రాక్ సెకండ్ టైమ్ ఇస్ స్ట్రక్. అందుకని ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ టెల్స్ అస్ నాట్ టు స్ట్రైక్ హిమ్ అగైన్, నాట్ టు క్రూసిఫై హిమ్ అగైన్. ఓకే, అది వన్స్ హీ వాజ్ క్రూసిఫైడ్ దట్ థామస్ సెడ్ ద అదర్ డిసైపుల్ టోల్డ్ హిమ్, వి హావ్ సీన్ జీసస్ క్రైస్ట్ రిజరెక్టెడ్, హి అపియర్డ్ అన్ టు అస్, యు ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్ ఎట్ దట్ టైమ్. He said, I am not that fool. I cannot believe unless I see him. I want to put my fingers in his prints, wounds. Then only I will believe. Immediately Jesus appeared, put your fingers here in my prints. Then what did he do? You are my God, my Father. Like that he established his relationship. What happened next? Immediately he went again to catch fish in 21st chapter John. In 20th chapter of John, he told, my Lord, my God. In 21st chapter, he went along with Peter to fish again. What happened? So we should not again re-crucify. We should not do that. No? By doubting, by not believing. So we are sometimes we do like that. Sometimes we do not act according to the word of God. In our with our own wisdom, we try to walk. That way also we are trying to crucify our Lord Jesus Christ. We must always look unto him for every reason, in every season, for whatever the problem may be. We say, is a living God, real God, he can provide. But we should not have lust. Lust is a sin. That's what these people were doing again and again and again. That's the reason they could not attain maturity. They were all dead. All people were dead. How many people lived? God said, below 20 years, kids will live. Only Joshua and Caleb live. Joshua will lead the younger generation. Moses will die. Everybody will die. No? Moses said, Telugulo emundante drohulara meemu mee koraku ee bandane banda nundi neelu thevala antadu drohulara. Ee na frustration vachestundi. He got his own frustration. Antavaraku he had a lot of patience. Kada now what happened to him? He got frustrated. Drohulara. Drohulara English lo emundi? రెబల్స్ అని అంత మర్యాద మాట ఉంది. మీరు రాసుకెల్స్ పోసుకెల్స్ అని ఉంటుంది. సో సచ్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. వెన్ హీ అటెడ్ దట్ వర్డ్, నో యు ఆర్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎంటర్, యు లాస్ట్ యువర్ పేషెన్స్, ఇట్స్ ఎనఫ్ ఫర్ యూ, ఐ విల్ సెలెక్ట్ అనదర్ మ్యాన్. కాబట్టి డిడ్ ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ సెడ్, డూ వీ బ్రింగ్ వాటర్ ఫర్ యూ, ఈజ్ ద పర్సన్ హూ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బ్రింగ్ ద వాటర్. Unless the Lord gives, how can he bring the water from the rock? No? So, but still, how good is our Lord? No? Though he rebuked his people, uttered unwanted words, and then he said, we, he took the credit for himself, but still water came out gushing. So, like that. Because God wants to glorify himself. No? After that, he judged Moses. No, you need not take my people to the promised land. I will see another alternative. Like that, we should not get frustration. Whatever job is given, whatever ministry is given, lowliness, humbleness, this is, I'm not doing with my own strength and energy, with my own wisdom. But whatever I am able to do, I am able to do by the strength of grace of God. Grace is our strength. So, like that, we need to depend upon. They got only one victory against Amalekites. Okay? When Moses' hands were lifted, they got a victory. So, like that. If Moses did not look at him and some people supported him, as a church they prayed, they got a victory over them. That's why that place is called Jehovah Nissi, banner. That means victory. So like that, in our life also, we need to have victory, that too with faith. In all our troubles and tests and trials, whatever we encounter, we need to do that. Are we murmuring, losing our temper, or having frustration like Israelites? Let's examine ourselves and take part in the Lord's table.